Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wrestling with History Worldwide and the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. This is another one of those episodes when I'm driving in a car a long distance and I say I have nothing better to do than to talk to the VOC Nation.
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation. Heard worldwide on VOCNation.com.
The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Right off, thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't even know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait and see.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
I've been vocal lately about the fact that wrestling is getting out of control with the fans thinking that they can change the outcomes of the story. And this is something that would never happen, or maybe I say never, but it did happen once with Daniel Bryan, would rarely happen under Vince McMahon. And I think that this road to WrestleMania this season is not necessarily a road to WrestleMania. We're not in a fast lane. We're more in a jumbled up demolition derby to WrestleMania, because the entire show has changed, first because of injury, and then when they put together a show that they thought, wow, this is going to make up for the injuries and make everybody happy, we'll bring in some nostalgia as well, everybody crapped on it, and we're now on this crazy commotion toward WrestleMania. And I really don't like it. I don't like it. I think you can feel the fact that every week something happens where you say, it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel natural. What The Rock did on Friday doesn't feel natural. You know, it's not like this was always the plan. And there's so many parts of this plan. Like if you think back to the segment that they want you to forget about, when The Rock came out and Cody said that he talked to the wise man and he's giving up his shot and he wants Roman Reigns, but not at WrestleMania. Like, they want you to forget that that ever happened. And now they're going down this road, and it's an uncomfortable, like, three-way feud between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins and The Rock and Roman Reigns. I guess that's four ways. But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I know that they've tried to morph it into where they're going, and that's fine. But I think that it's so far away from where they were intending to go, and they're trying to salvage it because they want desperately to please the fans. I just don't like it. And I think if Vince McMahon were in charge, and I'm not saying that Vince McMahon is, like, I want him to come back, or he's not a crazy lunatic, sexual addicted fiend, whatever the heck he did, rapist. I'm not saying he's not any of those. But what I am saying is Vince McMahon had control of that company. And Vince McMahon would shove something down your throat, shove the product that he wanted down your throat before he would let you go and change the product. So that's where I have a problem with this new Vince McMahon-less situation in WWE, because they're letting the fans control what they're doing. They're letting the fans control the outcome of the story, and this is not a choose-your-own-adventure book, gang. This is the biggest sports entertainment outlet worldwide, right? Worldwide. So I don't think that you should be messing around like this. I think that it's very dangerous to have The Rock, the biggest star in the world, come back into the fray and not have a concrete destination for where this is going. I've said it before many times on this show. They can fix this. They can fix this by right now starting this journey to where it's The Rock and Roman Reigns, or The Rock and Cody at next year's WrestleMania. You got to start that build now. If The Rock is willing to do 2 years at WWE, you can have both of those matches, but you can't shotgun it. I don't want to see anything where they do this bloodline storyline, The Rock's part of the bloodline, and then all of a sudden at WrestleMania he turns on him and helps Cody win. I don't want to see that. That will feel like a shotgun thing, something to get a cheap pop for The Rock at WrestleMania. I just don't like it. Too fast. The best stories are done in a slow, methodical fashion where you tune in every week on the edge of your seat to see what happens. The Rock doesn't have to be on every Monday Night Raw or every SmackDown to make this happen. I also think that if you extend this long enough and far enough, it takes you into the Netflix era of WWE. I've said this many times before. The Netflix era could use The Rock, could absolutely use The Rock. The Rock is, whether you want to complain, like all these crybabies, and he calls them Cody crybabies, but it's like, oh, The Rock is falling apart. You know, Black Adam was a disaster of a film, and Young Rock was canceled, and he had this thing where he was trying to raise money in Hawaii with Oprah. By the way, I mean, who cares? Who cares? He's a rich guy trying to raise money from regular people. That happens all the time. All the time. It's okay. As long as he donated some of his own money as well, it's okay to go out and fundraise. That people do that all the time. You were just complaining for the sake of complaining. All of these people that are just blind followers of, like, smart marks that just think that they know better. So stop crapping on The Rock. The WWE needs The Rock because The Rock he is the biggest action star on the planet. He will absolutely draw eyes to the WWE product as they go in to the Netflix era. And if he's willing at 51 years old to wrestle two more years, or maybe more, you could have him carrying the torch into that era, and you get two good WrestleMania matches against Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Do not rush it. Let this thing bake. And for all of you that say that The Rock cannot wrestle a singles match at 51, you're insane. Because the same people are out there supporting Adam Copeland on AEW. The same people. And the same people are cheering CM Punk at 46 years old. I know it's not exactly the same. It's 5 years different. But you see what happens. When you get into your 40s, your triceps start to break. And you start getting injured. It's not the same. You know, you're not 35 years old anymore, 30 years old. So, the WWE needs The Rock. The WWE has to stay on course. Do not change this thing again. Just let it bake. Let it go. Let it roll. Whatever direction you're going, go there and make sure that you have a story that makes sense at the end and a story that everybody can get behind. Okay? This is Bruce Wirt. This is Wrestling with History. And this is worldwide, exclusively in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation. Follow Wrestling with History on Twitter at WWHVOC. I appreciate your comments, appreciate your emails, appreciate your DMs, and appreciate your 5-star ratings and reviews. Thank you very much.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at vocnation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.